a fledgling historian takes on Reconstruction on this moment of Indiana history. Remembered for his distinguished career as a historian at Indiana University, Bloomington native James Albert Woodburn began his relationship with the institution as a freshman in 1872 during the tumult of Reconstruction. Like his father and uncle before him, Woodburn joined one of the university's literary and debate clubs. Within the Athenian Society, Woodburn had a forum in which to express his growing political interests. The text survives of one of the speeches Woodburn chose not to deliver. Decoration Day was intended to be read during his junior year at the university. Woodburn may have changed his mind in anticipation of a volatile response to his pointed message. For three generations, James Woodburn's paternal ancestors had opposed slavery. His grandfather had been forced to leave North Carolina because of his outspoken abolitionism. But in the 1870s, James saw both North and South retreating from the issue of slavery to pursue national unity at all costs. In keeping with the Southern custom of placing flowers on the graves of fallen Confederate soldiers on Decoration Day, Woodburn argued, honoring Southern soldiers for their valor and high courage was commendable, but extending honor with forgiveness to the South was condemnable. The great fact remains, he wrote, that they fought on the wrong side, against their country, against liberty and humanity. Years later, Woodburn annotated the first page of his Decoration Day manuscript, "I was rather irreconcilable," he wrote, adding, "This never was read." A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.